Potato market continues weak. California long whites at 4 to 4 1/4 a hundred. Virginia cobblers at $1.25 down a half. Carolina white sebagos $1.75. Radishes continued at 40 to 45 cents a dozen. Green and yellow squash sold at $1 to $1.25 for half bushels. Homegrown tomatoes at $4 in 8-quart baskets. California repacks $1.75, $1.90. Ohio hothouse at $2 to $2.15. New Jerseys in 20-pound baskets as low as $1.75 to $2. That's it, Don. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Al Switek. There's the complete review of activities at the Niagara Frontier Food Terminal in the Buffalo Farmers Market for this Tuesday morning. With your market reporter, Al Switek. Here's the KBIG Sports Scoreboard report at 5:29 in the International League. Richmond beat Buffalo last night 5-2. Columbus over Toronto 8-3 in the American League. Detroit 5, Los Angeles Angels 2. In the National League, Cincinnati 9, Milwaukee 3. The Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York. The Los Angeles Dodgers defeated Baltimore 6-2.
We listen all the while to the hot spot on the dial. 1520, that's our style on WKBW.
Good morning and welcome to more of the Don Keller Farm and Home Show. Big half hour yet to go with 73 degrees in Buffalo. And here's Ricky Dowson with a traveling man.
I'm a traveling man.
And 28 before 6, WKBW's Good Time and Weather Time on the Farm and Home Show. Now, the factors behind the Buffalo forecast, the West New York forecast this morning, show a depression over the Great Lakes is withdrawing slowly northeastward while high pressure continues to hold firm over the southeast Atlantic states. Warm, moist Gulf air flowing northeastward up the Mississippi to Ohio valleys between these two systems into our area, expected to persist for the next few days. However, somewhat drier air over the northern plains could reach western New York tomorrow and mix with the Gulf air. We'll just wait and see what happens there. The Buffalo and vicinity forecast may give us some idea. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow, with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High temperature near 85, low tonight 65 to 70 degrees. The Western New York three-day agricultural forecast continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow, with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High daytime temperatures in the 80s, except near 90. In some inland areas, low temperature at night 65 to 70. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, very gusty near thundershowers. The outlook for Thursday, variable cloudiness and warm with a few showers. There will be fair drying most of the day, becoming poor this afternoon and evening as the thundershowers move in. The Western New York five-day forecast through Saturday continued mid-summer heat and humidity are indicated. Temperatures expected to average a few degrees above the normals of 80 high, 62 low, average 71 for a 24-hour period. No appreciable change in temperature throughout, with almost daily thundershowers in the area. An average of over a half inch of rain is expected, with amounts locally of well over an inch. And that should come as welcome news to many Western New York farmers. Officially at 5 o'clock this morning, 73 degrees. The overnight low was only 71. This was the warmest overnight temperature reading so far this year. 73, humidity 90, barometer 2992 rising, winds are southwest at 10. We have some gusts up to 22 miles per hour. It is blowing around quite a bit out there this morning. It sort of feels like a storm in the air. But so far, no rain overnight. Nothing at all. 73 degrees, and that's the weather story at 26 before 6 WKBW's Good Time. A pretty sound this morning with the Highwaymen. And this is called Michael. The Highwaymen and a beautiful sound called Michael. WKBW's Good Time at 23 minutes before 6 o'clock. On the Keller Farm and Home Show on Tuesday morning with 73 warm KB degrees in Buffalo. And it's time for your weekly county agent's report from Erie County. And this morning reporting is your associate county agent, Irv Gillo. Good morning, Irv.
Good morning. This is Irvin Gillo, assistant county agriculture agent with the Erie County Extension Service. Homeowners, Japanese beetle adults are present throughout the county, but don't seem to be too numerous in most areas. Most Erie County residents are familiar with this 1/2-inch long insect with its metallic green body and coppery wing covers. If you have been unfortunate enough to be visited by large numbers of these insects, you will know that they can do serious damage in a wide variety of plants, including roses, fruit trees, linden trees, grapes, and Rosa Sharon. DDT and 7 are effective controls of Japanese beetles. 7 shows promise as being the best of these two materials. and it should be available now at many nurseries and garden centers. Use one of these materials according to manufacturer's directions. It may be necessary to spray as often as once every 5 to 7 days. Dairymen, don't forget the summer dairy tour to Wyoming County on Wednesday, July 26th. For more details, contact the Erie County Extension Service. This is Irvin Gallo returning you to Don Keller.
Thank you very much, Irvin. There's the whole story for home gardeners and for farmers and dairymen this morning from Irv Gillow, Associate Erie County Agricultural Agent. Next Tuesday morning at the same time, we'll once again hear from Erie County with the latest news from the Extension Service here in our county at 21 and a half before 6 at WKBW's Good Time. Big sounds from Spain this morning, and this is Frank Sinatra to revive an old standard. This is Granada.
Granada.
That's Granada and Frank Sinatra at 18 and a half minutes before 6 o'clock. WKBW's Good Time. Here is your Niagara Frontier Livestock Market Report. For steers and heifers, the demand was moderate, the market steady. Good and choice steers weighing 735 to 950 pounds were 23 to 2375. Good steers averaging 1,000 pounds, 22 to 2250. Holstein steers averaging 950 pounds, $20. Utility heifers averaging 700 to 850 pounds, 17 to 18. Southern steers averaging 900 pounds brought $20. Southern heifers averaging 700 pounds at $17. Southern bulls were $21 per hundred weight. For dairy-type slaughter cattle at the East Buffalo Yards yesterday, the demand was moderate. Cows and bulls were 25 to 50 cents lower. Heifers were steady. Cutter and utility cows, 16 to 17.50, a top of 17.75. Heavy canners, $14 to $15. Light canners, $11 to $13. And some shelly kine below. Yellow cows were $13 to $14.50. Standard dairy heifers, $18 to $19. And they were eligible to $19.50. Commercials were $16 to $17. Utilities and cutters, $15 to $16. Canners, $14 to $15. Utility sausage bowls, $20 to $21. And they brought a top of $21.50. Cutters, $18 to $20 per hundred weight. Canners, $16 to $18. On the calf market, the demand was good. Veeders were fully steady. Bombs were mostly a dollar higher. Choice and primes, $27 to $29, a top of $30. Medium and good, $24 to $26. Bombs, mostly $19 to $24, according to weight and quality. For hogs, the demand good and the market firmer. For handy weight butcher hogs, heavier weight sows and boars steady. U.S. number 1 to 3 butchers weighing 180 to 220 pounds, 1850 to 1875. They topped off at $19. 230 to 250s, 1750 to 1850. Good and choice sows, all weights up to 600 pounds, 11 to 14, top 1450. Most boars, $11 down. Finally, for sheep and lambs, the demand good and the market about steady. Choice spring lambs averaging 88 pounds were $19 per hundredweight. Good spring lambs averaging 77 pounds were $77.50. There's your complete Niagara Frontier Livestock Market Report, a daily feature of the Farm and Home Show. Now 16 before 6. On to Paul Speed News we go as Bill Morrow reports from Action Central. These are the Shirelles this morning. The Castells with Sacred.
Sacred.
W. Pulse Beat News.
KB's temperature at report time now stands at 73 degrees. Complete forecast follows the news from Action Central. Well, death rolled the highways of western New York this morning. An unidentified man has been killed, and one or two persons have been reportedly injured in a grinding accident on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies are still investigating the tragic mishap. There are no further details. Meanwhile, in the town of Elma, minutes before midnight last night, an auto slammed into a tree on Clinton Street near Stoley Road, and as a result, two teenage girls have been admitted to the South Buffalo Mercy Hospital. 14-year-old Nancy Jarowski of 617 Columbus Avenue, Lancaster, and 18-year-old Shirley Stuffberger of 286 Oakmont, Buffalo, reported in good condition. Just outside of Rochester, an auto careened out of control on Empire Boulevard and rolled over, sending the driver to the Northside Hospital this morning. 21-year-old Sam Dugan at 221 Pierce Avenue, Hamburg, a student at the University of Rochester, is reported to be in fair condition. A volunteer fireman from the township of Hamburg raced to the Twin Fair discount department store at Abbott and Lake early this morning when residents of the area reported seeing huge billows of smoke pouring from the store. Investigation revealed that two tables laden with clothing had burned completely, giving a large amount of smoke. No estimate of damage has been made. The cause was undetermined. Final headlines of the news, breakfast, with Democratic congressional leaders at 8:30. We'll start President Kennedy's day. The congressmen are expected to review Mr. Kennedy's radio television address to the nation. And a report from Havana says Premier Castro is willing to let the passengers and a crewman of hijacked Eastern Airliners return home. However, Castro says he wants to bargain for the airplane. Finally, at least 50 persons were injured last night in a rail collision near Macon, Georgia. Central of Georgia Railroad officials report the passenger train, the Nancy Hanks, struck a freight train head-on, derailing both engines and the Steamliner's mail car. The Steamliner's engineer was reported to be seriously hurt.
It's the weatherman, take the dew, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow with changeable sky and isolated afternoon or evening thunder showers. A high today of 85, a low tonight between 65 and 70. Present temperature 73, humidity 90%. The winds are out of the southwest at 10, gusting to 22 miles.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Fatal accident in Genesee County.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Thank you, Bill Morrow. Back we go to more of the Farm and Home Show. It's 10 minutes before 6, KB's good time. Here's little J.D. Grant at a triangle song. That's Janie Granted. It's called Triangle, and it's a pretty type song at 9 before 6. WKBW's good time. And 73 KB Grease of the final quarter hour of the Tuesday Farm and Home Show, heading toward the J. Nelson Show at 6 o'clock this morning. Here's your Buffalo Egg Market report. Supply adequate for extra large and large. Medium and small were fully adequate to slightly excessive. Demand was slow to moderate. The market was steady. Prices to retailers yesterday, cents per dozen in cartons for New York State Grade A. Extra large whites, 50 to 56, mostly 51 to 54. Large whites, 48 to 54, mostly 49 to 52. Medium whites brought 42 to 46, and mostly they were at 44 to 45. Small whites, 30 to 33, and mostly 31 to 32. And there is your Buffalo Egg Market report for this Tuesday morning. Stand by, because in a couple of minutes we're going to have an excerpt from Secretary Freeman's speech down at the Farm Directors meeting here a week or so ago. You stand by. 8 before 6 now, KB Radio's good time. Here's Pat Boone in a moody type river. That's a moody type river. That's the voice of Mr. Pat Boone this morning at 5 and a half minutes before 6. WKBW's good time. And as we told you here a week or so ago, we were down at a big summer meeting of the National Association of Radio and Television Farm Directors in Washington. And the featured speaker the first day was our Secretary of Agriculture, Orville Freeman. Mr. Freeman had a very interesting talk on a varied subject, mainly pertaining to the farm problem and farm income and so on, as he spoke using a booklet which was passed out called Food for a Nation. Now, we have several excerpts from Mr. Freeman's talk, which we'll be presenting in the next couple of mornings. And the first one just has to do in general with the farm program. Here is Secretary of Agriculture Orville Freeman speaking to the farm broadcasters about a week ago.
A number of you on occasion have asked me what has been the overwhelming single impression that I've had as Secretary of Agriculture. I said this before, I would say it to you again, because you can do something about it. The overwhelming impression is the lack of information, the negative attitude, the failure of understanding of the American people in connection with agriculture. It's literally abysmal. It's incredible how little is understood and how quick and anxious people are to jump to condemnation, even to ridicule, about the most important single industry in this nation, which is the production of food and fiber, and also the number one economic success of this nation, that today we tend to see ridicule, just like recently. The incident and the person is relatively unimportant. The fact that someone took funds from the feed grain program to buy a Cadillac and seek some publicity in connection with it has appeared on most radio and television and newspaper around the country, dealt with on terms of ridicule without any effort to analyze the purposes and the importance behind this program, which your chairman reviewed most effectively here in this introduction, that there are thousands of farmers that put in a crop this year that wouldn't have put one in if there hadn't been a feed grain program and some advance payments on it, and of course that this is a step in the direction of trying to strengthen farm income and to try and bring into sensible management the enormous stocks of feed grains that we have on hand that have been a product of 8 years of no farm program. Now, these facts and the facts behind it are totally ignored in the great game of ridicule and debunking. This is only but a minor incident in the whole picture.
And there's Secretary of Agriculture Orville Fraven, as he spoke before the National Association of Farm Broadcasters about a week ago with yours truly attended. And we've got some more interesting items coming up at Mr. Freedom here in the coming days. Tomorrow we hope to hear from Mr. Freeman speaking of how farm income has steadily dropped. But that's the story for this morning. 2 minutes before 6, WKBW's Good Time. On we go to the Jay Nelson Show. Mr. Ricky Nelson entertains 73 KB Grease in Buffalo. And hello there, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou.
There, Mary Lou, and goodbye heart. That winds up the Farm and Home Show. As they say, we got to hurry along because we're late. Stand by for Jay Nelson. We'll see you tomorrow.
WKBW Buffalo, New York. WKBW. Just set your dial, relax a while. WKBW Buffalo, New York. Listen to KB.
WKBW street level temperature reading at 73 degrees.
Now, on WKBW, the new Jay Nelson Show.
Good morning, Glory. It's a Tuesday morning on KB Radio. This is Jay Nelson with you until 9. 3 big hours of fun and music.
Once I had a pretty girl. Her name, it doesn't matter.
It's Dale Shannon here.
She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her.
Here we go again. That's hats off to Larry, a big sound in town here on the 1520 line. WKBW, good morning time on the Jay Nelson Show now. Stands at exactly 3 minutes past six in the morning. 3 past 6 right now. 73 KB Grease at street level.
Lita Bryant and the Brothers Four.
King-size Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling. That feeling, refreshing new feeling. King-size Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling. Get that feeling with the Coke. In the king size.
Ah, zing size. New king size Coca-Cola. 12 long ounces of that cold, crisp taste that refreshes you best. Let's have a Coca-Cola and make it new king size, what say? 73 KB Grease at street level and on the Jay Nelson Show this morning. Let's go check and see what the weatherman has put in his little bonnet for us today. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, tomorrow. Changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High temperature near 85 today. A low tonight, 65 to 70. Southwesterly winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Very gusty near thunderstorms, and right now a wind is coming out of the southwest at 10 miles an hour, and it's gusting to 22. It's 4 past 6. That's WKBW's Good Time.
Those oldies but goodies. Reminds me of you.
Yes, dear. They are playing our song.
reminds me of.
They are. They got to.
Those oldies but goodies. That's Little Caesar and the entire Roman army this morning in the J. Nelson Blast. In the morning, WKBW's pajama party is underway at 7 minutes. It's 7 minutes past six now. 73 KB Grease on the frontier.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Conjure.
Conjure who?
Conjure, guess which station always boosts Buffalo? WKB.
Oh, one of these days, they'll be the best-dressed people on the moon. WKBW advises you that when you go on vacation, my friend, you should take copies of your medical prescriptions with you. Get the idea? If you wear glasses, have your eye doctor give you an extra copy of that prescription, too. And you're protected against the inconvenience of loss or breakage. Checking the New York State Thruway Road Report this morning. It's a Tuesday, by the way, in case you're like me.
Get up a little on the soggy side.
From the New York City line to the Pennsylvania State line, my friend, the road is generally clear and dry. Billy Black. It's 8 past 6. WKBW, good time. That's Bill Black of the Combo this morning on KB Radio. The big sound of old buttermilk sky. WKBW, good morning time. It's 10 minutes. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock now for you. 73 KB Grease at street level. The man says it's going to be continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Taste. Hell, hell. So good. 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 Good looking. Good tasting.
Why does Pall Mall taste so good, good, good? Because Pall Mall's famous length of fine, good-tasting tobacco travels and gentles the smoke naturally, makes it mild, but does not filter out that satisfying flavor. Pall Mall is never too strong, never too weak, always just right.
Taste Pall Mall. So good.
Pall Mall famous cigarettes. Outstanding.
And they are mild.
And this is the Jane Elson Show in the morning on KB Radio. WKBW, good time now. 11 minutes past 6. 73 KB Grease.
It's your favorite station for music and news. Stay tuned all the while to WKBW 1520.
Fun Radio is number one radio now more than ever before. WKBW is number one in Buffalo. Bobby Rydell sounds for you now on the Jane Elson Good Morning Blast. It's 12 past 6. That's KB's good time.
Come on, baby, and do the...
Yeah, doing the fish. Jane Elson with you in the morning here, the biggest fish of them all. It's 14 minutes. That's kind of funny when you think about it. It's 14 minutes past 6 o'clock right now. That's WKBW's good time, 73 KB Grease at street level. Time to check in now and see what's happening with Jim Fagan and his pulse beat news type thing. Yes, indeed.
WKBW. Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 72 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, you heard it first on WKBW. Death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB that Henry tried to avoid striking a cat in the road and instead slammed into the bridge. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard this morning. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester. Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road in the town of Elma. in good condition at Mercy Hospital are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oakmont here in Buffalo and 14-year-old Nancy Jaroszewski of 617 Columbus Avenue, Lancaster. WKBW with regional sources, second to none, scored this morning with this one. An 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Paula Clinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified to KB News as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. In other KB News headlines, President Kennedy will give congressional leaders a preview of his radio TV address tonight when he meets with them at breakfast this morning. Meanwhile, Cuban Premier Castro reportedly may release the 38 passengers and crew members of a hijacked U.S. commercial airliner, but reportedly will hold the plane itself for exchange for Cuban planes impounded in the U.S. Tragedy in the news south of the Mason-Dixon line. Some 50 persons were injured late last night when a passenger train and a freight collided head-on near Macon, Georgia. And finally in the news, two girls and two men died last night near Durand, Wisconsin, in the head-on collision of the convertible in which the girls were riding and a truck carrying the men. WKBW Good Time is now 16 past 6.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. Tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight and tomorrow with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85 with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading is 72 degrees. Humidity at 94% and the winds are from the west-southwest at 10 miles an hour.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Pavilion youth killed in Genesee County accident.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Well now, Robin Hood, right out of the forest. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back in for more music and fun and news and nonsense. Here at the Jane Elson Pajama Party for a Tuesday, Linda Scott sings.
Don't bet money, honey. I guess you lie.
Honey, that's Linda Scott here on KB Radio, WKBW. Good morning time is 6:19 now. 6:19 on the Jane Elson get-together, 72 KB Green.
For the engine life preserver that's best for your car, it's Quaker State Motor Oil, world's finest by far. Keeps your car on the road and out of the shop. Saves you money and worry for performance. It's the top, so get the engine life preserver that every car needs. It's Quaker State Motor Oil.
Thank you, my good friend. I'll go along with that. You know, that's real good advice, friends. Yes, indeed. Feed your car the best engine life preserver, Quaker State Motor Oil. Because despite what people think, motor oils are not all alike. Quaker State is refined only from 100% pure Pennsylvania-grade crude oil, the world's finest. It lasts longer, assuring mile after mile of extra driving pleasure. And because Quaker State protects against the causes of wear and breakdown, you don't have to worry about big repair bills every time you turn around. Quaker State keeps your car on the road and out of the repair shop and saves you money. So remember now, your best engine life preserver, always ask for Quaker State Motor Oil by name. It's sold just about everywhere. And you'll be sure, and if you don't know where it's sold, lots of luck. Now, if you really like to know the name of your nearest dealer, call Western Union Operator 25.
This is 1520, the lively spot on your dial, WKBW, the station with a smile. You hear the latest news and the greatest music around on WKBW,
the station with a modern style.
621 now, that's WKBW's Good Morning to You time on the Jane Elson get-together. 72 KB Greens at street level. A man says continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. The high today going to be 85 degrees. Wildsville.
Come on, come on, let me show you where.
Chris Kinner.
Come on, let me show you where.
The name of the place is...
I like it like that.
Come on.
That's a big sign for you, huh? Chris Kenner. And come on, come on, let me show you where it's at. I like it like that. WKBW, good morning. Time is 6:23 now. It's 72 KB Grays on the frontier. This is the 1520 line you're listening to, and the Jay Nelson Pajama Party underway merrily and musically for a Tuesday morning. And whether it's going to be terrific or not, you know, it depends on, you know, what you like by terrific or what you mean by it, rather. Well, it's open season on Genesee Six-Pack, my friends, so get your shotgun, go shoot a six-pack of Genesee. And you'll probably be put away for it. No, really, it is open season on Genesee Six-Packs, and now there are two great ways to enjoy the famous Genesee Secret all summer long. Because now there are two kinds of no-deposit, no-return six-packs of naturally more refreshing Genesee beer. New glass cans or regular metal cans. Both stow away on any cotton pickin' refrigerator shelf. Throw away when you're done and go away wherever fun's brewing. Happily handy in their carry-home cartons, they're waiting for you in the shade of the red and white umbrella where you shop right now. Better take home a couple of Genesee six-packs today.
Hey, how long you been out here in the sun?
Oh, since early morning, I guess. I've been trying to get a KB suntan.
That's why you've got the letters WKBW taped on your back?
Yeah, so I can win a transistor radio from KB. And I better get this tape off now.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand here. Slow or fast?
Oh, fast, I guess.
Okay. Sorry.
Sunny days, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will have transistor radios for two KB listeners, one of each sex, who have the WKBW suntan sign.
Get out there and get that K-beautiful suntan.
It's model rhyme time. You're always right, you're never wrong. To smoke with model all day long. Model smoking tobacco, all rich burly.
Oh, you bet your friends. Yes, sir, friends. I like that fellow the way he sings that song. Relative humidity right now this morning in the Jay Nelson get-together. It's a pajama party, we call it. 94% is the RH here, and the barometer is rising up at 29.83. 72 KB degrees, WKBW, good morning to you. Time is 6:25.
Delivery.
You're the pips.
Beat of my heart.
Gladys Knight and the Pips here on WKBW Radio and the Jay Nelson get-together for a Tuesday morning, Every Beat of My Heart. WKBW Good Time is 27 minutes past 6 in the morning. 27 past 6, it's 72 KB degrees on the frontier, and the wind is west-southwest at 10 miles an hour. The weatherman says this. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High temperature today near 85, a low tonight 65 to 70. And we'll have southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, and they're going to get very gusty near the thundershowers. He's been predicting this for quite a while, hasn't he? Poor man. Here's the New York State Thruway Road Report for this Tuesday morning. New York City line to the Pennsylvania State line. The road is generally clear and dry, but use a little caution, care, and consideration in driving, won't you?
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
It's 6:28, KB's Good Time, and here's Barry Mann with the KB Record of the Week.
Who put the bomb in the bomb?
Bomb, and my honey, ram a lama ding dong forever. And when I say dip, did it, did it, did it, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Barry Mann with a great sound called Who Put the Bomb of the Bomb of Bomb Bob and Who Put the Ram of the Ram a Lama Ding Dong. It's the K Big Record of the Week this week on WKBW. Right now, you heard the little thing go toot toot. That means it's 6:30 in the morning and time on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party for the K Big Sports Scoreboard. In the International League last night, kind of a, you know, a little scoreboard this morning. Not too many games yesterday.
In the International League, though, Richmond 5, Buffalo 2, Columbus 8, Toronto 3. In the American League, Detroit 5, Los Angeles Angels 2. In the National League, Cincinnati 9, Milwaukee 3. These are the only games, by the way. In a Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Baltimore Orioles in an exhibition game, I repeat, by a score of 6-2.
WKBW Buffalo,
1520 on your dial.
WKBW Buffalo,
something happening all the while.
The best in music on the air for you.
The news and weather and the temperature too.
The home of
WKBW. Good morning, Glories. Welcome back in. Maybe you're just getting up. Maybe that clock radio just went off. If you're driving, stay alert and stay alive, won't you? Welcome back into more music and fun and news and nonsense here on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party. It's a Tuesday morning now. WKBW's good time is 32 minutes past 6 in the morning. 72 KB degrees at street level. We're going to have a warm and humid day today. And cooling things off, here's Sinatra and Granada.
Granada,
the cha-cha-cha sound there, cha-cha-cha, from Sinatra in Granada. WKBW, good morning. Time is 25 before 7, 25 to go before the 7 o'clock tone. We're 10 away from KB Pulse Beat News from Action Central.
Today, something great, something new. It's New Amoco Super Premium at the Torch and the Oval.
Red, white, and blue.
It's New Amoco Super Premium.
Cost of your refining instead of lead saves you many a maintenance bill.
It's boosting.
There, a little San Antonio Rose sound yesterday is on WKBW. A good time right now is 22 before 7. 22 minutes to go before 7 o'clock. This is Jay Nelson on KB Radio. 72 KB degrees at street level.
Come on, everybody. Let's shout it out. Baba boom!
Say burners for Baba boom. Burners for the boom!
No other soft drink tastes so good because only Burners is aged in wood.
Four long years till every ounce is mellow and pure with plenty of bounce. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Burners!
Burners! Say, ba-ba-boom! Burners!
Ba-ba-boom! In the bottle of Burners, you'll find the only flavor of its kind. Deliciously different, so what do you say? Get up, get out, and buy it today. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Burners!
Burners! Say, ba-ba-boom!
Why not get Werner's hit record of the week? Who put the bump in the bump bum 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 bum? By Barry Mann, it's worth 98 cents, but it's yours for only 59 cents with a regular price purchase of a 6-bottle carton of Werner's at Loblaw Supermarkets.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butter.
Butter who?
Butter, keep your dial set at 1520. That's WKBW.
Thank you, gang, and WKBW's good time right now is 20 before 7. 20 to go before 7 o'clock, and the man says, for today, continued warm and humid. That's for today, tonight, tomorrow, in fact. Changeable skies, and maybe, just maybe, we're going to have an isolated afternoon or evening thunder shower. High temperature today, going to get up near 85 KB degrees. Brenda Lee's on the scene this morning. This is the sound of Eventually. Jay Nelson with you until 9. Then Russ the Moose Syracuse, who's on vacation. That's Brenda Lee with Eventually on KB Radio. WKBW, good morning. Time is 17 now. It's 17 to go before 7.
Taste, hell now. So good, good, good. Good looking, good tasting, good smoking. Hell now. Smoke, hell now. Get satisfying flavor. Get satisfying flavor. So friendly to your taste.
Why does Pall Mall taste so good, good, good? Because Pall Mall's famous length of fine, good-tasting tobacco travels and gentles the smoke naturally, makes it mild, but does not filter out that satisfying flavor. Pall Mall is never too strong, never too weak, always just right.
Taste Pall Mall. So good.
Buy buy Pall Mall Famous cigarettes. Outstanding.
And they are mild.
Mm-hmm. This is WKBW. It's guaranteed for life, so live with it. I think that's the phrase.
Sure. 1520 on your dial is the right spot. For music and news, it's the bright spot. It's WKBW. 1520.
Fun radio, number one radio. Survey proven to be number one sound in Buffalo. My name is Jay Nelson. It's morning in Buffalo right now. 16 to go before 772. KB Grease on the frontier. Paul Ankus on now, right before KB's Pulse Beat News from Action Central. This is called Dance On, Little Girl.
Dance, dance on, little girl.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Ankus, everybody. Dance On, Little Girl, around the KB breakfast table. Jay Nelson with you in the morning here on KB Radio. WKBW Good Time. It's time now to check in with Jim Fagan and all of his Pulse Beat News from Action Central on WKBW. It's 13 to go before 7 right now. 13 before 7.
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 72 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, KB was first to learn that death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street Pavilion, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge in Route 63 in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB that Henry tried to avoid striking a cat on the roadway and instead slammed into the bridge. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester. WKBW with regional sources second to none learned this morning an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Polyclinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified to KB News as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road in the town of Elma. In good condition at Mercy Hospital are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oakmont here in Buffalo and 14-year-old Nancy Jaroszewski of 617 Columbus Avenue, Lancaster. In other KB News headlines, President Kennedy is expected to outline his radio TV message to the nation tonight at a breakfast meeting with the congressional leaders beginning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning. Meanwhile, officials say 50 persons were injured when the center of Georgia's Nancy Hawks collided with a freight train near Macon, Georgia. Some 55 injured in that mishap. Across the Caribbean, a report from Havana says Cuban Premier Castro may allow the 38 passengers and crewmen of a hijacked Eastern airliner return to the United States. However, the report says Castro may use the plane to barter for the return of Cuban planes impounded in the U.S. Finally, in the news, KB's Far East News Bureau learned this morning the Japanese Maritime Safety Agency says Russia has captured an 83-ton Japanese survey ship off the northern Kuril Islands. WKBW Good Time, 11 before 7.
Mr. Weatherman, take the cue. And tell us what the weather's gonna do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight and tomorrow, with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85, with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading, 72 degrees. Humidity at 94%, and the winds are from the west-southwest at 10 miles an hour.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Death claims Pavilion youth in Genesee County accident.
Odd things have happened.
Pretty little angel eyes.
Curtis Lee.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little
angel. That's Curtis Lee with a kickoff sound here in this portion of the Jay Nelson Good Morning Get Together. It's a pajama party, we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 before 7 now. That's WKBW's Good Time. 72 KB Grease on the frontier.
When the occasion calls for something special. When your taste demands something different, serve, enjoy IBI malt liquor. New from International Breweries, sparkling IBI malt liquor is the excitingly different malt beverage with drier, deeper flavors. IBI malt liquor is conveniently packaged in non-returnable 12-ounce and 7-ounce bottles at fine beverage stores and taverns. IBI malt liquor, as advertised in Life.
Yes, indeedy. And this is WKBW. Fun Radio is number one radio.
WKBW, 1520 on your dial. WKBW.
WKBW. For music and news, it sets the style. WKBW, the swinginest station on the dial. WKBW.
Everybody now,
1520.
Weatherman says continued warm and humid today, tonight, tomorrow. Changeable skies, an isolated afternoon or evening thunder shower, maybe. And a high temperature today near 85, a low tonight 65 to 70. Yeah. Hail the White Keys now. It's 6 before 7. That's WKBW's Good Time. Record of the week. How about it? It's called Last Night. A good sound for you. 72 KB Grease right now on the frontier. My name is Jay Nelson. This is the Jay Nelson Pajama Party underway this morning until 9. WKBW's Good Time right now rings out at 4. 4 to go before 7 o'clock. And WKBW reminds you, the system for renewing driver's licenses has been streamlined. Connotation, connotation. It's no longer necessary to pick up application blanks. The forms will be mailed to you before renewal time. So why not avoid the last-minute rush and have your application processed early?
Some people have a desire, a burning desire, to wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
It's Slim Harpo time here on the Jay Nelson Good Morning Get Together, 3 before 7. That's WKBW's Good Time. Here's Slim with a little sound raining in my heart. Thank you, Slim Harpo, raining in my heart. Out the Jay Nelson Show in the morning here on KB Radio. WKBW Good Time coming up now to hear that 7 o'clock thing go toot. You'll hear it go when it happens, that's for sure. WKBW street level temperature right now stands at exactly 72 degrees.
Buffalo's future
sonic radio, WKBW. Here's the WKBW secret word for today, Tuesday. It's a terrific Tuesday indeed, and here's the secret word. It's pronoun. Pronoun. Remember that word. Brenda Lee off and running here as we enter happy hour number 2 of the Nelson Pajama Party for a Tuesday morning. Dum dum. Dumb, dumb thing there. That's Brenda Lee this morning on KB Radio. WKBW, good time is 2 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's 2 past 7. My name is Jay Nelson. This is the Jay Nelson Pajama Party for a Tuesday morning. And right now, my friend at Transit Town Plaza, Transit Road in Maine, there is a third Dunlop Tire Sales and Service Center to serve you better and save you more. Dunlop celebrates with opening specials at all three stores. Specials like new 750 by 14 Dunlop D70 nylon black wall tires for just $14.95 plus tax. No trade-in necessary in this special. That's at Dunlop Tire Sales, Transit Town, Main and Ferry, or North Town Plaza. 72 KB Grease right now at street level. The man says continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thunder showers. A high temperature today up near 85 degrees. Low tonight 65 to 70. We'll have southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Very gusty around the thunderstorms. Relative humidity in the morning now, if you're just getting up, stands at 94%. That's why it's kind of sticky for you. Barometers 29.83 and rising. The wind is west-southwest at 10 miles an hour. It's 72 KB Grease on the frontier, and these are the spinners at 4 past 7.
That's what girls are meant to be for.
That's what girls are made for.
You're never more than a W away from KB. Isn't that wonderful? That's what girls are made for. I'm glad they told me. It's 7 minutes past 7 in the morning now. That's WKBW's Good Time. The Jay Nelson Pajama Party is underway, everybody, and this is a Tuesday morning and kind of terrific.
Taste, hell now. So good, good, good. Good looking, good tasting, good smoking. Satisfying flavor, so friendly to your taste. Pall Mall, Pall Mall.
Why does Pall Mall taste so good, good, good? Because Pall Mall's famous length of fine, good-tasting tobacco travels and gentles the smoke naturally, makes it mild, but does not filter out that satisfying flavor. Pall Mall is never too strong, never too weak, always just right.
Taste Pall Mall. So good, good, good. Good looking, good tasting, good smoking. Pall Mall.
Buy Pall Mall famous cigarettes. Outstanding.
And they are mild.
And speaking of things that are outstanding and mild, I'm sure you'll enjoy Tom Channel for Russ Syracuse this morning, 9 to 12 noon on WKBW.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Furry.
Furry who?
Furry tales will come true if you listen to WKBW.
Oh, you guys, one of these days, pal. It's 8 minutes past seven in the morning. 8 minutes past seven, that's WKBW's Good Time, 72 KB Grease at street level. Here we go again. The Cleftones. Heart and soul this morning on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party. Those are the Cleftones for you. 72 KB Grease right now at street level. WKBW, good morning. Time is 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's 7:10. We're 5 away from KB's Pulse Beat News.
Cooley, what are you doing down the shelf?
I was having the most wonderful dream, Schultz.
Here, Dooley, lie down and tell me about it. Maybe I can help you work out your problems.
But I don't have any problems, Schultz.
Of course you have problems. The trouble is, you don't know you have problems. Now, what was the dream about?
I was dreaming about the Countess.
I figured she was mixed up in this.
We were in a canoe on a beautiful lake. It was a hot day, and I was very thirsty.
Yes, yes, go on.
In the middle of the canoe was an ice chest full of Utica Club beer.
Now tell me, Dooley, were they bottles of Utica Club or cans?
They were cans.
And did you have an opener?
Come to think of it, Schultz, I forgot the opener.
You see, Dooley?
Heart and soul this morning on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party. Those are the Cleftones for you. 72 KB Grease right now at street level. WKBW, good morning. Time is 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's 7:10. We're 5 away from KB's Pulse Beat News.
Dooley, what are you doing down the shelf?
I was having the most wonderful dream, Schultz.
Here, Dooley, lie down and tell me about it. Maybe I can help you work out your problems.
But I don't have any problems, Schultz.
Of course you have problems. The trouble is, you don't know you have problems. Now, what was the dream about?
I was dreaming about the Countess.
I figured she was mixed up in this.
We were in a canoe on a beautiful lake. It was a hot day, and I was very thirsty.
Yes, yes, go on.
In the middle of the canoe was an ice chest full of Utica Club beer.
Now tell me, Dooley, were they bottles of Utica Club or cans?
They were cans.
And did you have an opener?
Come to think of it, Schultz, I forgot the opener.
You see, Dooley, it's a good thing I woke you up. I saved you from a fate worse than death.
Schultz, what does it all mean?
Nothing serious, Dooley. You're just psycho-ceramic.
Hey, why not fill up your car radio with a high-octane sound of Radio 1, WKBW.
This is WKBW, 1520 on your dial. For music the greatest, with news the latest. Stay tuned all the while.
1520, 1520. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers, a high temperature near 85. Looks like we're bringing back yesterday's weather by popular demand. Ah, that's what the man said. A few thundershowers at 12 past 7. WKBW's Good Morning Time is 7:12. And here's Dee Clark at you, out of the dark with the big sound of raindrops.
A raindrop.
Those raindrops, huh? That's Dee Clark, everybody. 7:14 now, WKBW Good Morning Time and the Jay Nelson Get Together. Time now to check in with KB's Pulse Beat News.
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 72 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Stand by, Buffalo. Here's what happened while you slept. Death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB Henry tried to avoid striking a cat in the road and instead slammed into a bridge. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester. Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road in the town of Elma. In good condition at Mercy are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oakmont here in Buffalo and 14-year-old Nancy Jarosewski of 617 Columbus Avenue, Lancaster. WKBW, with regional sources second to none, learned this morning an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Polyclinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. In other KB News headlines this morning, President Kennedy is expected to outline his radio TV message to the nation tonight at a breakfast meeting with congressional leaders set for 8:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On Capitol Hill, President Kennedy's medical care for the aged bill has at long last come into the spotlight in Washington. Health and Welfare Secretary Abraham Ribicoff spoke out on behalf of the bill when interviewed by KB's Washington newsman last night.
Well, I would say that it has nothing to do with socialized medicine. It has nothing to do with private physicians. This has nothing to do with providing health services. This is a method under Social Security of paying for health services. Every man, woman, and child will be able to choose his own hospital and his own doctors, and the charge is just a lot of hooey. Are your hopes high for passage this year? I don't know about this year, but my hopes are very high that this will be passed before this particular Congress adjourns.
Hopeful words from the administration. Meanwhile, tragedy marks the news this morning. Some 50 persons were injured late last night when a passenger train and a freight collided head-on near Macon, Georgia. Meanwhile, two girls and two men died last night near Durand, Wisconsin, in the head-on collision of a convertible in which the girls were riding and a truck carrying the men. Overseas, the United Nations have sent Indian troops into the capital of Congo's Katanga province after hearing that Katanga's inferior minister is seeking aid from the communist bloc. And finally in the news, UN Chief Dag Hammarskjöld is continuing his talks with Tunisian President Bourguiba in Tunis today. WKBW Good Time, 17 past 7.
It's the weatherman, take the cue, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight and tomorrow, with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85, with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading, 72 degrees. Humidity at 94%, and the winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Pavilion youth killed in Genesee County accident.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
On K, for what? Up you. One, two,
hi, everybody. Welcome back into more fun and music and all kinds of news and nonsense. Up until 9 this morning in the Jane Elson Pajama Party. U.S. Vines here. The sound of school is out. Okay, everybody, you know, get up. I'm going to play that one again. How'd you like that, huh? That's U.S. Vines and school is out. It's a big sound in town. You heard it first on the 1520 Frontier right here at KB Radio. WKBW, good time is 7:20 in the morning now. 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, the Jane Elson Pajama Party underway.
Taste. Good taste. Smooth, mellow taste. That's the whole idea of smoking. And taste comes first when you smoke Winston, America's favorite filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Up front in the tobacco end, Winston gives you filter blend. Up front in the tobacco end, the flavor comes from filter blend.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Yes, it's what's up front that counts, and that's where Winston packs its own exclusive filter blend. And filter blend up front of a pure white modern filter is the secret of Winston's famous flavor.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Well, live with WKBW, won't you? It's guaranteed for life.
It's WKBW,
the new sound in radio. 1520 on your dial for the greatest sound in Buffalo.
1520 1520.
72 KB Grease on the frontier, 22 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 7:22. Up and at 'em, everybody. Here's Connie Francis, 22 past 7. That's WKBW's Good Morning Time. Jay Nelson with you until 9. Connie, sing the song.
We stroll wherever you are. We'll always be together.
Thank you, Connie. It's 7:25 now, 7:25 WKBW. Good Morning Time on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party. Here's the WKBW secret word for today, pronoun. Pronoun. That's the WKBW secret word. Remember that word, won't you? We're going to have a quiz later.
It's got to be this or that, so... Treat yourself, man, to that deep, cool kiss of the hops flavor. Make the move that makes the difference. Move up to Schlitz.
Schlitz Beer of Milwaukee.
Yeah, man. Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous. It's 72 KB Grease right now. The man says continued warm and humid today, tonight, tomorrow. Maybe an isolated afternoon or evening thundershower or two, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. High temperature today going to be near 85. It's going to be another sticky one. And low temperature tonight, 65 to 70. And right now, if you're a little uncomfortable this morning, it's only because our relative humidity stands at 94%.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Poison.
Poison who?
Poison girls together all listen to WKBW.
Yes, indeed. This is WKBW, where everything's coming up music. Ricky Nelson on the Jay Nelson Show this morning. Ricky, how about a buck, baby? You know, I'm your cousin. It's 7:26 now, WKBW, good time.
I'm a traveling man.
Traveling man.
Mm-hmm. I'm a traveling man.
It's 7:28 now. That's WKBW's Good Morning Time, 7:28. Good morning to you today. I hope you're going to have a nice Tuesday. What is today's date? The 25th, right? 25th of July, and how many more days till Christmas? Let me see. About 154, I think, huh? Yeah, about 100. Anyway, it's 7:28 in the morning on WKBW. My name is Jay Nelson. Like I said, we got all kinds of things happening. Yes, it does. All the way until 9 this morning. And here's the K-Big Sports Scoreboard in the International League. Richmond 5, Buffalo 2, Columbus 8, Toronto 3. In the American League, one game played. Detroit 5, Los Angeles Angels 2. In the National League, one game played. Cincinnati 9, Milwaukee 3. And in the Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York, Los Angeles Dodgers 6 and the Baltimore Orioles 2.
1520.
1520.
Yeah, 1520 on your dial.
For music, weather, news, and sports. Everything exciting.
1520.
1520.
Yeah, 1520 on your dial.
Audio active is WKBW, Buffalo, New York style.
WKBW, Good Morning Time is 7:29 at 72 KB Grease on the frontier. Here come the Shirelles with a big sign for you. That's the title on KB Radio, the Jay Nelson Show, till 9. That's a big sound, huh? Our love's becoming a thing of the past. It's 7:31 and a half. Let's call it 7:32. Okay, it's 7:32 there. 32 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning. That's WKBW Good Morning Time to you. My name is Jay Nelson. I've got 72 KB Grease on the frontier.
They're here today. Something great, something new.
What are they?
They're American. Gasoline.
Where do you get them?
At the Torch and the Oval. Red, white, and blue.
What should you get?
American gasoline.
Yes, your Amoco dealer has taken the big step. He's joined with 29,000 other dealers going America-wide. And he brings you great new Amoco Super Premium Gasoline with even better performance, yet still no lead. And American Regular Gasoline for full performance and mileage. Today, drive in at your American dealers, then
see America with American, American Gasoline.
You expect more from American, and you get it.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers with a high temperature near 85. Good morning, Glory. 72 KB degrees on the frontier.
Radar, radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Okay, Buffalo Police radar squads today will be set up on Main Street, Herman Avenue, and Johnson Street. Please stay alert and stay alive, won't you? Those fellows are there to watch you drive and, you know, see that you drive careful, etc., etc., etc. All right, Swilesville gang, at 27 before 8 in the morning. That's WKBW's Good Morning Time. Here's Brooke Benton and Bo Weevil Sound.
Let me tell you a story about a boy.
And that's Brooke Benton.
A real hot hole.
That's Brooke Benton, everybody. Good morning and welcome in to the pajama party here, the Jay Nelson pajama party underway until 9. It's 24 before 8 now, 24 before 8. That's WKBW's Good Morning Time.
Remember how great cigarettes used to taste? Lucky's still do.
Change to Lucky's and get some taste for a change.
Remember how great cigarettes used to taste?
Lucky's still do.
If your smoking pleasure has been somehow misplaced,
it's Lucky's for you.
Change to Lucky's, get some taste for a change.
Taste you're sure to like.
Change to Lucky's, get some taste for a change.
Change to Lucky's, strike. Remember how great cigarettes used to taste. Lucky's still do.
Tired of no-taste cigarettes? Let Lucky's put the pleasure back in your smoking with a taste of fine tobacco. Change to Lucky's and get some taste for a change.
Scooby-Doo.
The Niagara Fun Terrific Sound is found at 1520 WKBW.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Conjure.
Conjure who?
Conjure, guess which station always boosts Buffalo? WKBW.
Boy, 23 before 8 now, WKBW, Good Morning Time. Jay Nelson with you around the KB breakfast table. Now, that's hard to do. No, I can't do it. Here are the highwaymen. They can do it. It's a Michael sound for you on KB Radio. Pretty, too. 72 KB degrees. It's going to be hot and humid today. Sit back, relax, enjoy a cup of coffee, will you?
Sound free with the highwaymen, eh?
20 minutes before 8 o'clock now, WKBW Good Morning Time. My name is Jay Nelson. This is the Jay Nelson Pajama Party underway until 9. I got all kinds of goodies for you, including the New York State Thruway Road Report for this Tuesday morning. The New York City line to the Pennsylvania State line. The road is generally clear and dry.
C-R-I-S-P.
The crisp refresher.
Crisp, a beer must be icily light.
The crisp refresher is icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refresher, precisely right.
Lively, golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refresher.
Crisp refresher, Valentine, Valentine beer.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Valentine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet,
snap your fingers,
and ask the man for Valentine.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine, Valentine beer.
Since 1840.
America's finest.
Thank you, darling. Yes, my friend, there's no doubt about it. Lightness and lager flavor are the things that count in beer. And Valentine has the best of both. Join your Buffalo neighbors enjoying Valentine beer. Yours at local prices.
1520,
the hottest spot on your radio.
For music and news in the modern style.
At 15, 20,
for easy listening,
there's WKBW on your dial. 1520, 1520.
This is the Sunspot, the Radio One Spot, WKBW. Here are the Cordettes at 18 before 8. That's WKBW Good Time, the sound of Never on Sunday.
Never on Sunday, right?
Anyway, it's 16 before 8 now. That's WKBW's Good Morning Time here on the Nelson Pajama Party.
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 72 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB that Henry tried to avoid striking a cat on the road and instead slammed into a bridge. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester. Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto was slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road of the town of Elma. In good condition at Mercy are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oakmont here in Buffalo and 14-year-old Nancy Jaroszewski of 617 Columbus Avenue, Lancaster. WKBW with regional sources second to none learned this morning an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Vala Clinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. In other KB News headlines this morning, President Kennedy will breakfast with congressional leaders to outline to them tonight's speech on the German situation. From Capitol Hill, we get this special report from KB's Jim Randolph, the Washington bureau chief.
Senator Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota, the Senate Democratic whip, is one of the most voluble supporters of foreign aid. After yesterday's 13-4 vote by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in favor of the foreign aid bill, this was Senator Humphrey's comment.
The committee has worked many days and weeks on this bill. It's a complete revision of our foreign aid program. I think it represents some real progress or improvement, particularly in the development loan program and also in the reorganization of administration. This is a vital part of our national security. I don't think we ought to play around with it. I think we ought to pass this program quickly.
Minnesota's Senator Hubert Humphrey. This is Jim Randolph, WKBW News, Washington.
Elsewhere in Washington, a Labor Department report is scheduled to be released later this morning, showing a rise in the cost of living for the month of June. Remember where you heard that one first. Across the Caribbean, KB sources in Havana revealed today that Cuban Premier Castro reportedly may release the 38 passengers and crew members of a hijacked U.S. commercial airliner, but reportedly will hold the plane itself for exchange for Cuban planes impounded in the United States. Finally in the news, KB's Far East News Bureau learned today that Russia has captured an 83-ton Japanese survey ship off the northern Kuril Islands. WKBW Good Time is now 12 and a half before 8.
It's the weatherman.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85 with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading 72 degrees, humidity at 94%, and the winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour.
Repeating the K big story of the moment.
Pavilion youth killed in Genesee County accident.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Well, we're back again, live and lively in the music room, and here's Lonnie Donegan with a big question on the Jane Elson Pajama Party.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you. Whatever shall I do? Oh, night.
Oh, then, I love you and I want to hold you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. I'm on the bed. Oh,
night.
Original,
original.
chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
That's Lonnie Donegan. Wow. Let's hear it for Lonnie. Thank you very much.
Right here in our state.
It's 9 to go before 8 o'clock now. 9 before 8. WKBW Good Morning Time. I'm the Jay Nelson Get Together. And if you don't get up, I'm going to play that again.
WKBW in Buffalo.
Everybody.
WKBW in Buffalo.
Sing the song.
It's your favorite station for music and news. It's your favorite station for music and news. WKBW 1520 on your dial. WKBW 1520 on your dial. In Buffalo.
Buffalo, 72 KB degrees and the frontier here, and WKBW advises you that when you go on vacation, you should take copies of your medical prescriptions with you. Now, if you wear glasses, have your eye doctor give you an extra copy of that prescription, too, and you're protected against the inconvenience of loss or breakage. Some good words from WKBW Radio 1 in Buffalo. Matt Monroe's on the Jane Elson scene here this morning, 8 before 8, a time natural at KB Radio.
She walks.
That's Matt Monroe with a good sound for you here on Good Sound at KB Radio. WKBW, Good Morning Time is 5 before 8 o'clock now. Jay Nelson with you. The pajama party is underway.
You feel better about smoking with the taste of Kent, Kent, with the Micronite filter. Refines away a harsh flavor. Refines away a hot taste. It makes the taste of a cigarette mild as a balmy day in the month of May. Kent is the best for the flavor you like. Kent is the best for the flavor you like. Refines away a harsh flavor. Refines away a hot taste. It makes the taste of a cigarette mild as a balmy day in the month of May. Kent is the best. Kent with the Micronite filter. Kent is the best. Kent with the Micronite filter. Kent is the best. You feel better about smoking with the taste of Kent. Kent with the Micronite filter. Refines away a harsh flavor. Refines away a hot taste.
Here's a WKBW secret word for today. It's pronoun. Pronoun. Remember that word.
Hey, how long you been out here in the sun?
Oh, since early morning, I guess. I've been trying to get a KB suntan.
That's why you've got the letters WKBW taped on your back?
Yeah, so I can win a transistor radio from KB. But I better get this tape off now.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand here. Slow or fast?
Oh, fast, I guess.
Okay. Sorry.
Sunny days, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will have transistor radios for two KB listeners, one of each sex, who have the WKBW suntan sign.
Morning, 73 KB degrees right now, the frontier at 4 before 8. WKBW, good time. Good time. It's minute and a half before 8 o'clock. We'll call it 1 minute to go before 8 in the morning. In Albany this morning, some temperatures around KB country. Albany, cloudy and 72. In New York City, partly cloudy and 75. In Utica, partly cloudy and 70 degrees. Rochester, partly cloudy and 70. Erie, Pennsylvania, partly. It says partly cloudy here. That sounds like a Boston accent. No offense, Boston. Partly cloudy in 69. Binghamton, partly cloudy in 67. Scranton, Pennsylvania, cloudy in 72. In Elmira, New York, reporting clear there and 62 degrees. Right now in Buffalo, 73 KB degrees. Pappy, is the sun shining this morning? The sun is shining for me and my gal. Get out there today and get that KB suntan.
The blues with music and news on the 1520 spot. WKBW in Buffalo.
Quickly now, a little quickie cast for you on the Jane Elson Pajama Party on KB Radio. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High temperature today going to be near 85, a low tonight 65 to 70. Southwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, very gusty near thundershowers. Right now, a current reading 73 KB degrees on the frontier. Relative humidity is 88%, barometer 29.86 and rising. And you'll hear the tone, it's going to be 8 a.m. Little Wooden Heart sound now. There's a tone, and here's Joe Dowell.
Can't you see I love
music this morning on the Jane Hampson Show. I remember the two of them going, papa, papa,
Well, anyway, it's 73 KBGs on the frontier right now. My name is Jane Elson. A big welcome to you. Welcome to WKBW and the good morning type thing. At 2 minutes past eight, that's WKBW good time.
Here they are, more than a half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers, slashed from $359 to $211. They're part of three solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances that Burnham's bought, had shipped factory direct for a three-day price-smashing, price-slashing sale. Entire lot must be sold by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. At either Burnham's store, 1209 Broadway, or 2940 Sheridan Eggers, you can be one of the first 20 who will buy a Frigidaire 400-pound freezer for only $188. There are 13 cubic-foot refrigerators for just $199, some automatic washers cut as low as $167, matching dryers for $134, and almost a full carload of Frigidaire frost-proof refrigerator freezers and Frigidaire flare ranges going at the lowest prices you've ever been quoted. Entire lot. Three solid carloads must be sold by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. Burnham, 1209 Broadway, and 2940 Sheridan Eggers take up to 3 years from November to pay. Both stores open till 10 tonight.
I got a little tip for you. When the next time you go in the Buffalo Public Library, don't address the librarian as the bookie. They get a little angry
about
that.
Radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Okay, gang, here we go now. You'll find the boys in blue waiting for you on Elk Street, Seneca Street, and Hopkins Street. You got it? Elk Street, Seneca Street, and Hopkins Street. So watch it, will you? Use caution, care, and consideration in all you're driving. Little Sea of Heartbreak sound now from Donnie Gibson, 804 WKBW Good Time.
This is my kind.
The lights. It's a sea of a heartbreak.
That's old Donnie Gibson there with the Sea of Heartbreak sign on KB Radio. WKBW, good morning time is 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Jane Elson Show underway here for a terrific Tuesday morning. It's 73 KB Green.
D-E-C-O.
Deco?
Right.
It's another redecoration celebration at Deco. Yes, Deco does it again. Now, the main Swan Deco invites you to enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee in a colorful new atmosphere. Today through August 2nd, buy one hamburger at the main Swan Deco, get one free. Bring the family. Eat hamburgers two for one and enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee as another Deco dresses up for 61. Stop at the main Swan Deco today.
Anyway, thank you very much, band. These guys should get paid overtime. Yes, indeed, for staying away. My father was an old Indian fighter, the one guy says. And the other guy says, what was your mother? She says, an old Indian.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butter.
Butter who?
Butter, keep your dial set at 1520. That's WKBW.
Lot of jokes around here. 7 minutes past 8 o'clock now. That's WKBW's good morning time. Oh, Johnny Barrett, top this one, will you? You'll probably hear some of my jokes today on the Barrett Show. Between 12 and 3 on KB Radio. Here's Janie Grant with the triangle sound now. WKBW good time. It's 8 past 8. That's Janie Grant triangle for you on WKBW. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock now. 10 past 8, that's the time. 73 KB Grease on the Jane Elson Good Morning Show.
Mellow Dry. International Iroquois beer, mellow dry, to satisfy your taste. Iroquois.
Thank you very much. If you like music, my friend, you'll love KB.
1520.
That's the number.
In Buffalo.
That's the town.
It's WKBW.
The bright sound on your radio in Buffalo.
1520. 1520.
You know, I have so much fun doing this, and I get paid for it, too. Isn't that something? It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. 10 past 8. I got up this morning with a song in my heart for you. Here's Yellowbird. I just slammed the table. Does that hurt the microphone? Does that hurt your needle in there? It doesn't, huh? I'll keep pounding. Here's Yellowbird, and here's Arthur Lyman. Hello, birds down there. That's Arthur Lyman on KB Radio. WKBW Good Time is 13 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, dear. I was just looking at it. I'm not going to tell that joke. No, I won't. 13 minutes past 8. Time now for WKBW Pulse Beat News.
WKBW
Temperature at 73 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central, presented by the John Hancock Mutual Insurance Company. Well, stand by, Buffalo. This is news this morning. Death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB Henry tried to avoid striking a cat in the road and instead slammed into a bridge. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at North Side Hospital in Rochester. Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road in the town of Elma. In good condition at Mercy are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oakmont in Buffalo and 14-year-old Nancy Jarosewski of 617 Columbus Avenue, Lancaster. WKBW with regional sources second to none learned this morning an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Bulla Clinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with the truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified to KB News as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. In other KB News headlines this morning, President Kennedy is expected to outline his plan for meeting the Berlin crisis at a breakfast meeting with congressional leaders this morning. Mr. Kennedy will address the nation on Berlin later tonight. Tragedy in the news this morning. Officials say a total of 53 persons were injured, one critically, when a central of Georgia passenger train collided with a freight near Macon, Georgia, late last night. Meanwhile, two girls and two men died last night near Durand Rue, Wisconsin, in the head-on collision of the convertible in which the girls were riding in a truck carrying the men. Overseas, the United Nations has sent Indian troops into the capital of Congo's Katanga province after hearing that Katanga's interior minister is seeking aid from the communist bloc. Meanwhile, U.S. Chief Hammarskjöld is continuing his talks with Tunisian President Bourguiba in Tunis today. In a late communique just in from Tunis, President Bourguiba has announced that Tunisia is seeking a second meeting of the UN Security Council because French troops still are in Bizerte. Bourguiba said he hoped the meeting would guarantee the execution of the decisions approved at the Security Council meeting last Saturday. And finally, in the news from the Holy Land, KB's Nate Friedman wired word this morning the defense and the prosecution have rested their cases in the mass murder trial of Adolf Eichmann, the devil on the hot seat in the Holy Land. WKBW Good Time, 16 past 8.
Hello, friends. Mel Allen speaking. In harness racing, a trotter and his driver make a team, one that can be worth a lot when they're clicking. And so far, the record win for one race is $71,393. A big purse, but small next to what you're worth, according to the United States Census Bureau. They say you'll earn $250,000 in your lifetime. With a potential income like that, you're a pretty valuable man yourself, worth a small fortune to your family over the years ahead. In fact, they couldn't get along without you. That's why you have life insurance. How much insurance do you have? $10,000? Not much for a man who's worth what you are. Why not have a talk with your John Hancock man next time he calls? He'll be happy to help you work out a life insurance program that will protect your family's future. Remember the name, the John Hancock, a fine company to do business with.
It's the weatherman, take the cue, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85 with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading is 73 degrees, humidity at 88%, and the winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour. This edition of Pulse Beat News has been presented by the John Hancock Mutual Insurance Company, a good company to do business with.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Pavilion youth killed in Genesee County accident.
Our news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back in here on the Jane Elson Pajama Party. Here are the fireballs and quite a party, huh? With the fireballs here this morning and the pajama party type thing here. This is Jane Elson with you in the morning. WKBW, good morning. Time is 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Hope you're going to have a nice, pleasant Tuesday. Hope you might get out today and meet our Miss Fun in the Sun. And win yourself a transistor radio tuned to KB, of course. 73 KB degrees on the frontier. It'll be continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Over 50,000 Firestone dealers and stores invite you to
stop and swap.
Now let me tell you why you should stop and swap for new tires at Firestone. Right now, your nearby Firestone dealer or store is having a tremendous tire sale. Inventories have to be reduced. To do this in the least possible time, Firestone dealers and stores are selling tires at prices so low that you will be amazed. No one else in town can match these deals. So if you need tires, now's the time to get them.
Stop and swap.
Yes, now's the time to stop and swap for black walls or white walls, tube type or tubeless, rayon or nylon, any size, any type. Your tires will be mounted free and you don't need cash. No money down when you trade your old tires. If you're going to need tires any time this year, now's the time to stop and swap while you can get the best deal in town. How about it?
Stop and swap.
At your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
WKBW serves you 24 hours a day and serves you right.
La da la da la da la da do. WKBW.
Hey, Daddy. You're listening to your favorite station for music and news.
Hey, Daddy. WKBW Buffalo.
It's 8:21 now, WKBW. Good morning time.
Don't go.
Here are the Drifters.
Please stay.
And don't go.
Don't go.
Please stay.
Please stay.
This is the Jay Nelson Pajama Party.
Down on my knees and I...
Okay, don't go. Please stay. The Drifters entertaining this morning on KB Radio. WKBW, good morning. Time is 8:23 here on the Jay Nelson Show. And you know, we use a whole lot of adjectives in describing Iron City beer to you listeners. But at best, they're poor substitutes, my friend, because you have to decide for yourself which beer you prefer. But let's let you decide about the goodness and the flavor and the real beer lift you get from Iron City. See for yourself why we say Iron City is real beer every sip of the way.
Some people have a desire. A burning desire to wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Oh, continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. We'll have changeable skies, an isolated afternoon or evening thundershower. High temperature today near 85 and a low tonight 65 to 70. Right now, 73 KB degrees at street level. Jay Nelson with the Jay Nelson Show. That figures. 8:25 now, WKBW. Good morning to you, time. Here's Adam Wade on 1520.
The love light's gone.
That's a Pittsburgh pirate, I like to call him. That's Adam Wade in the Writing on the Wall. Our clock on the wall is 8:27. That's WKBW's Good Morning Time, 73 KB degrees on the Jay Nelson Show. It's 88%. The relative humidity in the barometer right now is rising at 29.86. Wind coming out of the southwest at 12 miles an hour. Oh, it's Rouseville all the way around this morning. Here's Bobby Darin. And the Nature Boy sound on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party. Bobby Darin.
There was a war. Is just to love and be loved in return. Oh.
That's a Shalalu sound for Bobby Darin here on the Jay Nelson Good Morning Get Together on KB Radio. And here's the KBIG Sports Scoreboard Report at exactly 8:29. I'm going to be like a sportscaster.
Good morning, sports fans. It's time once again for your sports roundup. In the International League, Richmond 5, Buffalo 2, Columbus 8, Toronto 3. In the American League, Detroit 5, Los Angeles Angels 2. In the National League, Cincinnati 9, Milwaukee 3. At a Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York, Los Angeles Dodgers 6, and the Baltimore Orioles 2. You heard it. It's 8:30.
WKBW, this is the place that sets the pace for Buffalo. Buffalo.
And if you're wondering what the Pittsburgh temperature is this morning, 68 degrees and cloudy. Hey, Ricky Nelson on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party. 8:30 in the a.m. A little mayhem here. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Ah, there it is, everybody. Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. It's 28 to go. 28 before 9 in the morning now. Where do you think you're going? This officer says to the guy who had a little bit too much to drink. He's driving in the wrong way of a one-way street. And the fellow says, I don't know where I'm going. He says, I don't know where I'm going, but wherever it is, I'm late because everybody's coming back.
Taste. Hell, hell. So good.
Why does Pall Mall taste so good, good, good? Because Pall Mall's famous length of fine, good-tasting tobacco travels and gentles the smoke naturally, makes it mild, but does not filter out that satisfying flavor. Pall Mall is never too strong, never too weak, always just right.
Taste Pall Mall.
Pall Mall famous cigarettes. Outstanding.
And they are mild.
I guess you don't understand that joke, huh? He says, everybody's late. Never mind. Let's see. The man says, continued warm and humid today. Tonight and tomorrow, we'll have changeable skies. Maybe an isolated afternoon or evening thundershower. High temperature going to be up near 85 degrees.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butter.
Butter who?
Butter, keep your dial set at 1520. That's WKBW.
Oh, yank. It's 73 KB degrees on the frontier right now. A little moody music here now. This is Ray Charles, the king of the blues, at 26 before 9. And, baby, I've got news for you. My name is Jay Nelson, by the way, and I got music for you.
How about?
Charles, sweetheart, and I've got news for you. 73 KB degrees on the frontier, 22 before 9. That's WKBW. Good morning time on the Jay Nelson Pajama Party.
Three solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances must be sold in 3 days. Friends, we're here at the receiving platform of Burnham's, where they're unloading three railroad cars full of Frigidaire appliances that'll be sold at both Burnham stores at the lowest prices ever quoted. 20 400-pound upright freezers going to the first comers for just $188. At Burnham's, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan and Eckert, there are 48 Frigidaire 13-cubic-foot automatic defrost refrigerator freezers that'll go out at an unheard-of $269. One-half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers jump from $359 to $211. There are some 13-cubic-foot refrigerators at $199, some automatic washers at $167. About a dozen Frigidaire clothes dryers at just $134. And listen to this. In Burnham's big TV department, portable TVs slash to $96. Burnham's, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan and Eggert. Pay nothing till November.
Yes, sir, friends. You betcha. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Toot, 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 toot. Ah, little men all over.
Oh, let's see now what's going to happen here. Continued. Boy, are we having fun today. Feel terrible, but having a lot of fun. 21 before 9 now, WKBW, good time. And the man says, continued warm and humid today, tonight, tomorrow. Changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High temperature today near 85, a low tonight, 65 to 70. A low southwesterly wind, 10 to 20 miles an hour, and very gusty near thundershowers. 73 KB degrees right now, the frontier. Hey, everybody, here we go.
What, everybody? Clap your hands.
It's Chubby Checker.
Oh, you're looking good.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. But don't forget, Christmas time is here.
Hey, gang, gonna twist again like we did last summer on KB Radio. This is Jay Nelson with you in the morning. WKBW, good morning. Time is 18 before 9.
Oh. Your Rambler dealer says, be my guest. Yes, you're invited to enjoy a guest ride in the amazing new 61 Rambler. Take it out and drive it, thrilled with that sparkling Rambler responsiveness and easy handling. Enjoy Rambler's stable, rattle-free ride. Marvel at Rambler's prize-winning gas economy. Then be your Rambler dealer's guest at fabulous Fantasy Island. Get free tickets to Fantasy Island now at Buffalo Niagara Frontier Rambler dealers.
Well, you have a very good time.
You're hearing the hits and hitting the heights with WKBW.
Listen to me for a while at 1520 on your dial. It's your favorite station for music and news, WKBW.
Mama Nelson's number one boy here with you in the morning, Jay Nelson at 73 KB Greaves, and here's the beat of Joe, and I'll be there to stand by you.
You can reach
cha-cha-cha
the top.
To stand by you. That's the sound of, who is that? That's the beat of Joe on KB Radio. 15 before 9, WKBW, good time.
W. K. B. W. Pulse.
Beat News. WKBW temperature at 73 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central, presented by the West End Brewing Company, Brewers of Utica Club, the beer without artificial bubbles. Just into KB Action Central, this late one from Orleans County. Fire left a family of five homeless today in the town of Carrollton in Orleans County. The damaging blaze of undetermined origin destroyed the one-and-a-half-story frame home of Mr. and Mrs. John Adams on the Kendrick Road in Waterford. Meanwhile, in the town of Hamburg, fire of undetermined origin caused extensive damage to the Twin Fair discount department store at Abbott Road and Lake early today. Death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge in Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB that Henry tried to avoid striking a cat in vain in the road and then instead slammed into the bridge, killing himself instantly. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester. Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road in the town of Elma. In good condition at Mercy are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oaklawn, Buffalo, and 14-year-old Nancy Jaroszewski of 617 Columbia Lane, Lancaster. WKBW with regional sources second to none learned today an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Paula Clinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with the truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. In other KB News headlines, President Kennedy is expected to outline his plan for meeting the Berlin crisis at a breakfast meeting with congressional leaders this morning. Mr. Kennedy will address the nation on Berlin later tonight. Across the Caribbean, Cuban Premier Castro reportedly may release the 38 passengers and crew members of a hijacked U.S. commercial airliner, but reportedly will hold the plane itself for exchange of Cuban planes impounded in the U.S. KB's Far East News Bureau in a late communique learned today that Russia has captured an 83-ton Japanese survey ship off the northern Kuril Islands. Finally, in the news on the other side of the globe, Tunisian President Bourguiba says he'll call for another emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to consider the Bizerte dispute because the French still are in Bizerte. WKBW, good time, 12 before 9.
Dooley, what's that gadget on your handle?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
That's a tilt indicator for beer mug shorts.